No, it's obvious that everybody, my family, everybody in my family was settled down here, and we had to go. We decided to go together. It was a little fight at the beginning because the children, they wanted to stay, but we have to go together, the family together. And after was a very good experience in terms of two trophies. So we were doing what we could do, no, with the support that we had. But on the other hand, was a bad experience because was just 6 months, but really pleased to come back, and then now trying to be ready for the next challenge.
Never easy to move on. In hindsight, is there any thought that perhaps you moved clubs too quickly, or a challenge like Inter, was it too big to turn down?
No, really. We knew that it could be difficult, but also at the same time, we knew that it was a challenge and we had to go. So I am a professional, and obviously here, the situation was difficult with the people I was involved at this time in the club, so we have to move there, and then was an opportunity. As I say before, no, really pleased because we won two trophies, especially the FIFA World Cup for clubs. It's a massive trophy, but now we are here again. Very happy to stay here, and now improving against English with my special accent.
Rafa having downtime with his wife Monsi, I can't see you as someone who'll quite happily just sit at home, sort of clicking his fingers. Are you
No.
desperate to get back into football?
Yeah, we are watching games, we are analysing games, and trying to be ready for, as I said before, not for the next club. My priority is the Premier League, so you know the teams, you know the players, so I thought we can do a good job. So we are just trying to be ready.
This is where you'd like to stay. You'd like to be in England. I mean, I think English fans like you involved in the game here, but this for you is where you'd like to continue your football career.
Yeah, I think we had when we signed for Liverpool Football Club at the beginning. You don't know all the traditions, or you don't know the league, or you don't know how things are going on in England. But after some years, a little bit, you can understand the culture, you can understand the feelings of the fans here in Liverpool, and then how to manage in a Premier League club. So I think we have a plan, we have ideas, and with the Spanish experience and now with the Italian experience, I think we can do our best.
Are you pretty much a Liverpool fan at the moment? Are you just
Yes.
simply watching, the games and
Always.
monitoring the progress of the club?
Yeah, always if I have an opportunity, I like to see Liverpool. When I was in Italy, we were trying to watch some games. So we knew for our friends here and also watching games how were things were going on. And now I think that the mood is much better. The fans, the players, and the atmosphere is much better. Hopefully, will be the best for the club now.
Are you surprised with perhaps the criticism that when the club weren't doing so well at the beginning of this season, all of a sudden people were turning and saying, oh, the squad that were there weren't good enough? All of a sudden, when things start to get better, no one starts talking about that
Yeah,
anymore.
I think I was clear, no, when I was talking at the end and when I was talking these weeks, no. But I prefer now to concentrate in the best for the club. The best now is just keep talking well about the club and moving forward. Stick together, like Kenny likes to say, and then hopefully it will be the best for Liverpool Football Club.
You brought Kenny in, so yourself and Owen involved in bringing him to the football club. Is he the perfect man to take the reins at the moment?
I think so. I think that we decided to bring Kenny because he had the experience. For me, he was someone that could fight, continue the fight for the club in all the areas. But okay, at the end, they put him like an ambassador, and he was doing a very good job in the academy with Frank McParland. So at the end, I think that was a very good addition for the club because now he's there. He knows everything. He knows the feelings of the fans. And I said before, no, I think it will be good for the club.
It does show how just the change in even just a manager can make such perhaps a big difference. They look like a squad with some confidence all of a sudden.
Yeah, you know, when you change the manager, always you have 2 or 3 weeks that everybody is a little bit more motivated. But it's a question of to understand what you have to do at this time. So if you can do the right things, if you can change things if it's necessary, or keep doing the right things, at the end will be better. So hopefully, Kenny, because he has experience and he has people around, he will do this.
tens of thousands of Liverpool fans listening to this will be hanging on your every word. You know, have Liverpool got enough to get back into European places this season and to actually re-establish themselves?
I think so. If they are a little bit lucky with the injuries, I think that they can be there. So if you analyse the 11 starters, they can be in the top six without any problem. If you see the squad, I think that they have some good players that they want to impress. So it's a question of to be a little bit lucky with the injuries.
You brought Fernando in. He didn't have the best first half of the season and looked like he was just struggling a little bit with confidence. So all of a sudden, he's coming good again. Is that a Kenny with the arm around the shoulder type thing, or did Fernando just need time this season?
No, I think that Fernando, he was working hard, but he wanted to do well, but he needed also the teammates. So I think that the team, these games, they were pushing harder. You could see that the motivation was there. So I think that was the difference. And when you have quality at the end, you can see this on the pitch.
You never lose that quality if you're someone like Fernando, do you?
No, if you have players, I say before, no, Reina, Skrtel, Agger, Johnson, Maxi, Lucas, that everybody was talking about. Lucas is doing a fantastic job now, and Fernando, Gerard. So you have a lot of players with quality, and still you have players like N'Golo that they can do a good job. Calder is doing a fantastic job. So I thought the squad, the team is really good, and the squad is good enough to be in the top six for me.
You mentioned before, you know, you might end up getting a job in English football. I dread the day if you brought an English team to face Liverpool. Probably haven't thought that far ahead, have you?
No, I was not thinking of myself. Say again, sorry.
No, I was just thinking, you were saying, you know, if you got back into English football, the day where you had to bring a team to face Liverpool, perhaps, would be a very strange one.
No, you know, when I was in this situation, sometimes I say I would like to play against Liverpool, for example, the final. So always, if you play the final, it means that both teams are in the final. But you never know. Football is special, and everything can change. So I will try to keep quiet now. If we have another club that is not Liverpool, hopefully, if we play against Liverpool, we'll be always in the finals.
And finally, the fans. You know, you've been here, you've been walking around again, and you know, many fans wanted you to take that job back, and that's a nice compliment to yourself. But what have some of the conversations been like?
No, a lot of fans in the street come back, but I think that now is again, I would say, time to stay calm, to support, to stick together, and try to give the best if you can. You can help in any way for the Liverpool Football Club.
And you found that bond is still there, you know, when you're meeting the Liverpool supporters.
Yeah, no, a lot of them here today, for example. No, you can see, you can feel the how they feel at the same time. No, and it's a special feeling. So when you go to another club, it could be good. But when you have been here for 6 years, I think that you can see that this is a different club.